Well, good morning, everyone. Sometimes we may not like to say good morning, just say morning. You woke up this morning, it's good morning. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles in the book of Psalms, I'm going to read five verses, the book of Psalms. In the 60th chapter. If you have your family news on the back page, is somewhat of an outline back there. It gives us this text. You have rejected us, O God, and burst forth upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and tore it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. This morning I want to look at a topic that I think is an important one, and that is our banner. When you talk about a banner, you have to talk about our nation's banner. And that's our flag. I'm talking about this nation, the United States of America. As you see up there, we have a flag and the Statue of Liberty. And I don't know about you. Well, I think I know about you, most of you anyway. I happen to be proud of our country. I think we live in one of the greatest nations that has ever been seen in the world. We have a wonderful, wonderful place to live. Amen. God has blessed this nation tremendously. Amen. And I hope he continues to bless us. But as we look at our nation, we have to remember that we didn't get here without a very high price. And that is our brave defenders. There have been brave defenders that have laid down their lives that we might be where we are. There have been people who were willing to lay down their lives that we might be where we are. And this past week, this past Monday, the nation remembered our brave defenders who died. I didn't know that it was going to be shown, but on Sunday evening a week ago, there was a documentary on D-Day in Normandy. I'm always wanting to see one of those. I'm a history buff, and particularly about Civil War, whatever. But it was amazing to see in that documentary some of the men who were there on D-Day to express the things that they did. Never forget our brave defenders. Coming up a week from this Wednesday, June the 14th, our nation has decided to honor our flag. I'm glad they did. Our banner is an important one. It is one that we honor, and I think it's one that we should honor. I know there are people out there that exercise their freedom of speech as they see it anyway and try to burn the flag. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't understand it at all. I don't get it. Well, I kind of think some of people have not looked at our past, our history, and it doesn't mean what it does to a lot of us. Some years ago in a video, a politician, and I don't remember which politician it was, nor what his wife's name was, but she in a video said, talking about Flag Day, remembering the flag and looking at the flag, she said all of this for a bleep flag. Now, I want to add the bleep in there that she said. That upsets me. I think we deserve better than that. This nation deserves better leaders than that. People like Ted, like Ward's brother, like my cousin Irvy, served in a battleship over in the Pacific. Like Dwayne, served also on a ship in the Pacific. People like that laid their lives on the line. They deserve better from our leaders than to disrespect what the flag stands for. It represents something very, very important. It represents a people who we are. Now, just in a little bit, we're going to talk about our flag as Christians as well, and how important all that is to us. It's not necessarily appropriate, maybe, for a preacher to stand up and get political or get sentimental and talking about our national events and things. But I think God has blessed this country, and I think we ought to say it once in a while. I think we ought to thank God for who we are. And I don't appreciate people running down either God or our nation. Sometimes I think somebody needs to say that, because the other side, so to speak, has spent and is spending so much time saying the reverse about our nation. We ought to thank God that it appears maybe, looking at the present situation in our country, there appears that maybe there are some leaders who will say, God bless our country. Yeah, I've heard them lately. And I'm glad to hear that our leaders will uphold our flag, uphold our country. It's time that someone stands up and says something positive about our country and some of the people who have sacrificed their lives for it. Did you watch the National Memorial Day concert last Lord's Day evening, or whenever it was? Maybe it was Monday evening. I tell you, I mean, I didn't like all the songs that they sang, but that's beside the point. Some of them weren't national songs, so to speak. But they had at least three families, husband and wife, or husband and wife and children, that they recognized for what they suffered for our country. I tell you, it was a tearjerker. But I was appreciative of the fact that in that concert, they recognized those three groups of people. One fellow who lost his legs, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we should do that. I'm glad that we fly the flag, and I hope that we always will. We have a national anthem, Star-Spangled Banner, a national song, a national hymn that we sing. In 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote our national anthem. In 1892, Francis Bellamy gave us our Pledge of Allegiance. There have been a lot of attempts to take out that phrase, a nation under God, one nation under God. We still are one nation under God, and pray that we always will be. I just happened to look over, and I probably missed some people who have served in our military, and I just happened to look at Mo, and I know he did, and maybe there are others, and I'm sorry if I missed, but we appreciate that. President Woodrow Wilson said this: the things that the flag stands for were created by the experiences of a great people. Everything that it stands for was written by their lives. Thus, the flag is the embodiment not only of sentiment, but of history. It literally represents the experiences made by men and women who live and work under that flag. Henry Ward Beecher, I really like what he said. A thoughtful mind, when it sees a nation's flag, sees not the flag only, but the nation itself. It's just a piece of cloth. After all, it's nothing sacred about the cloth or the dye that's in the cloth. I'm missing a note here that I certainly don't want to miss. But it's not coming up where I want to see it. I think I got a lot of notes here. Henry Ward Beecher, that's a very thoughtful statement. There's a royal banner that we have as children of God. And I want to look at the nature of our banner. And I wish I could find that page of notes that I'm looking for here. And it has some very important thoughts on it. I don't usually do this. How did I lose one page? That's impossible. What's the nature of our banner? It's Jesus' cross and Him crucified. Because the Bible talks about this royal banner that we have, it tells us what that flag is, what that banner is. I think we'll find in Scripture, as I've indicated by the chart or the slide, that Jesus Christ is our banner, our cross. Jesus Christ and His cross is our banner, and we should wave it before our eyes. And as we go into battle, we ought to see that flag waving before us, go into our spiritual battle. You know, a lot of people have gone into battle over the years. Not just one nation, not just our nation, but other nations. They followed their flag into battle. There would be a standard bearer, a flag bearer, to establish the flag and to show what we have died for, what we have shed our blood for, so that our way of life could be preserved. And it stands for something very important. Jesus and the cross is our standard. That's how we live. That's what we die for. That's what we should follow in everything that we do. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. You know, when you watch the Olympics, you see all the participants carrying their banners, their flags for the nation of which they represent. In the opening ceremonies, they all parade around. In the closing ceremonies, they do the same thing. And when they win a medal, they carry the flag usually. They're representing something. They're representing something greater than themselves. They're representing a concept, a people, a nation, history, or tradition. You'll see a lot of Americans, as they participate in the games, will display the flag prominently. They're running with a purpose, and that purpose is to show who we are. Folks, we, as children of God, ought to be running with a purpose too. As Christians, we need to be running with a purpose so that people see who we are. So when they look at us, not only look at us, they're not just looking at us, but they see the flag wrapped around us. There's a royal banner as we go into war. And we compete with that banner. We run the race with that banner. That banner is our Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on the cross. We ought to be rallying to that banner. George Frederick Root, who lived from 1820 to 1895, I believe it is, wrote these words. You're probably familiar with them. We rally around the flag, boys. We rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally around the flag. That has to bring to mind Mount Suribachi, Iwo Jima, February the 23rd, 1945. If you've never seen that picture, you've been hiding in a cave somewhere. They rallied around the flag there on Iwo Jima. At great personal risk, they wanted the people who were laying down their lives, the people who were fighting for the preservation of freedom and to free other people, they wanted them to see the cause for which they were fighting, so they raised the flag on Mount Suribachi. We ought to be doing the same. As Christians, we ought to be raising that flag so when we go forth into spiritual battle, people know who we represent. We represent our banner. We represent our Jesus Christ who died for us on the cross. His victory is the cross. Daniel Webster Whittle, lived 1840 to 1901, wrote the next song that we're going to sing after our lesson. There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the king. An ensign fair, we lift it up today, while as ransomed ones we sing. Marching on, marching on, for Christ count everything but loss. For the King of Kings, toil and sing neath the banner of the cross. Just as they raised that banner on Mount Suribachi, just so also we proudly follow our flag into warfare. So we as Christians lift high the banner of Jesus Christ and his cross. And marching on as soldiers of that cross, we march to victory underneath the commander and chief, Jesus Christ. Rally around Jesus. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. When the banner goes before you, that banner, Jesus, he goes before us in victory. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2 says, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5 says, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. We're not bragging about who we are individually. We're not bragging about what we have accomplished individually as disciples of Christ. Paul said, if I'm going to glory in anything, let me glory in Jesus and the cross. Let me glory in my flag, my banner. It is he whom I serve. In 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 9, it says, God has called you into his fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 John 1, verse 3 says, our fellowship is with the Father and with his son, Jesus Christ. So where should we rally? Should we rally around our tradition? Should we rally around some particular religious practice? Should we rally around some particular thing that we do? What should we rally about? Should we rally about how many cups are in the Lord's Supper? Should we rally about how many, et cetera, et cetera? I think too often in religion, we rally around tradition. I would hope as Christians we rally around Jesus. If we rally around Jesus, then all the infighting among soldiers of the cross will cease. We are not the enemy. Our fellow believers are not the enemy. We rally around Jesus, we'll be a unified force. And it takes real humility to say, you go and God be with you, and I'll do everything I can to support you. There, I found that page. Psalm 60, verse 4. We read earlier, talks about this banner. Given by whom? It says, thou. Let me go back to that slide. Thou hast given a banner. I think it's important to realize that this royal flag that we have came from God. It was given by God. This flag that we rally around, Jesus Christ and the cross, was given by God. And given to whom? To those who fear thee. That doesn't mean that those who are afraid of God, it's talking about reverence. We revere our God. We honor our God. If you praise him as your Lord, as your Father, as your Sovereign, that banner was given to you. For what purpose? That it may be displayed because of the truth. It wasn't given to us to hide it somewhere, stow it away somewhere. Generally speaking, our nation doesn't hide our flag. It displays it proudly. But we're down in Cordis where we live. On Memorial Day last week, on 4th of July, on Flags Day, you go down to Commercial Avenue, which is a main street. Even in our neighborhood, not everybody, but the flag of the United States of America is proudly displayed. We're proud of who we are as citizens of this country, but what about Christians? Everywhere you look and you see a Christian, do you see the banner of Jesus? Everywhere you look, do you see that flag flying proudly? Here's who I am. I'm a disciple of Christ, and I want everyone to know it. God gave us this banner to those who revere him so that they can display it and show it proudly, wave it proudly. Well, how do we display that banner? That's an obvious question. I want to talk about the banner, Jesus Christ. We display our banner out on our house. Main Street and Anacortes, they display flags up and down the street. But how do we display this banner of a Christian? There are several ways. One is by word of mouth. If you're a Christian, tell somebody. Let the flag fly. When we're Christians, let that banner wave. Wherever you go, let them see Jesus. That doesn't mean that you're always talking about Jesus. Oh no, here he comes again. He's going to talk about Jesus. But I think if you're living for Christ, he'll give you opportunities. And as he does, let them know who you are and what you are by word of mouth. It says in Acts 8, chapter verse 35, Philip opened his mouth and began from this scripture and preached Jesus to him. Wave your banner. Let that flag fly. So how do we display our banner? Well, one is by word of mouth. Now, that doesn't mean that you're always talking to people about Jesus. You're always in their face, always saying, well, what would happen to you if you died? Would you go to heaven? Do you know Jesus? Well, after a while, you're going to get the reputation that you'll have a wide area around you. People get tired of that kind. But whatever opportunity presents itself, not in your face, but just let them know who you are and let them see Jesus and his cross in their life, in your life. How do we display our flag? By our manner of life. You know, it's one thing to tell people that you're a Christian and something else to show it. If you show them, really, that's the best sermon you could preach. The best sermon you ever preach is just your life. When they look at you, they see somebody that is living Jesus. If you're following Jesus and you're living for him, that's the important thing, living for him. If you're compassionate, if you're a loving person, if you see needs and you take care of them, that's looking like Jesus. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 1, it says, walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Walk your walk, the way you live. Philippians 1, verse 27, it says, I hit that too quickly, Philippians 1, 27, conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. What are the results of us lifting up high our banner? We do it by word of mouth. We walk the walk, our way of life. What's the results? If I do this, what will I see? First of all, I think you'll see personal growth. If you're truly living for Jesus Christ, if you're letting your light shine, yes, letting your flag fly, the banner is waving in your life every day, you're going to grow spiritually. If you're going to grow, you're going to grow closer to the Father, closer to Christ, and you're going to look more like Jesus. And personal growth is very important. Second, you're going to let your flag fly. I'm in that mode to let your light shine. Yeah, that's true too, but let your flag fly. When you let your flag fly, then that imparts courage. It's an inspiring thing to see someone living their faith. It's a discouraging thing to see someone shrink away in fear. When somebody asks, are you a Christian? Well, you stammer and hammer, but you don't even know. Maybe that you want them to know that you're a Christian. But when you courageously impart, when you live courageously, you impart courage. Paul talked about those who have more courage to share the gospel. Do you remember that when he was in prison in Rome? And in fact, Paul says, I live Jesus in front of everyone. And it encouraged those in Rome, gave him more courage to do the same thing. You know, if you're in military, in combat, and I'm talking about the literal type of military, not spiritual, but it's true, it's spiritual warfare, and everyone's shrieking away and hiding under a truck somewhere, so to speak, that doesn't inspire a lot of courage. But you see a leader stand up and say, follow me, and they charge the enemy's position. They're the Medal of Honor winners. They're the Bronze Star winners. They're the Silver Star winners. But not only have they displayed courage, they inspire courage. There have been so many times when people will do that. I'm talking about in literal warfare, material, militarily, and it rallies the troops. And they go on to win a great victory. As I said earlier, I'm a history buff. I'm not just war, but history in general. But did you see Ken Burns' series, documentaries on the Civil War? Gettysburg. Man, I just tell you. And I can't think of the general's name. I was going to go back and look at it and see what it was. And maybe Brian remembers. And it was this, in the Southern Army. This general rallied his fellows, follow me. And they'd go out there and they just got mowed down. But his soldiers followed him. He rallied them. And he comes back and sees General Lee. General Lee says, get your men together. He says, I have no men. Because his men rallied around him and faced the enemy. We do that spiritually as well. We inspire courage. We impart courage. And then we do, when we display our flag, we really offer a remedy. What's the remedy that we offer? It's the flag. Jesus Christ on the cross. Lift up Jesus on the cross. Lift up the empty tomb. Lift up Jesus at the right hand of God. Lift up Jesus who declares victory, has declared victory in him and what he is, we can rally around. So in Psalm 60 verse 4, thou hast given a banner to those who fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. God's truth saves. And he has given you the method to share it with others. And that is lifting Jesus and our banner. So this morning I would challenge you, I would encourage you, live your lives in such a visible way that people see Jesus, not you, not a religion, not a church, not a movement. They see Jesus when they look at you. And if we do that, we'll rally people to the correct flag, and that is Jesus. You ready to sing the song?